This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Time with God is the most important part of your morning, and so I'm glad you're here with me, spending some time with God as we read His Word together, the Bible, and listen to Him. We've been reading in the book of John in the Bible, and we've been reading in chapter 4 about Jesus' encounter with the Samaritan woman at the well. He asked her for water. She was amazed he was talking to her because Jews normally didn't talk to Samaritans. And yet he starts interacting with her. And he says, "You should have asked me and I would have given you living water. And then when you drink that water, you'll never thirst again. It'll become a well in you springing up to eternal life." And she said, "Man, I want that water." And he said, "Well, go call your husband." She said, "I don't have a husband." And he said, "That's right. You've been living immorally. And you need to deal with that." And she said, "Whoa, how can you know these things about me?" And she begins to ask him if he's the Messiah. And he says, "Yes, I am he." And she runs into the city to tell all the people in the city about Jesus. And Jesus starts this little interaction with the disciples, telling them he's not hungry because he's caught up with what God is doing in this woman's life, in this town's life. And he says, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work. Do you not say, 'There are yet 4 months, and then comes the harvest'? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, that they are white for harvest. Don't think, 'Well, we'll just wait. There'll be a better time to start talking to people about their spiritual lives and about their need for God and what God can do for them.' No, get out there and start talking." He says, "Already he who reaps is receiving wages and is gathering fruit for life eternal, so that he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together." He's probably talking about the fact that John the Baptist had had a ministry there earlier and had sowed the seed in those people's hearts, which was John's job, was to prepare people for Jesus. And now that harvest is being reaped. And that's the way it is in your relationships with people. You might just be the sower, sowing a seed, helping people recognize there's something more to this life than just making it through. Letting people know that you have a personal relationship with God and how much it means to you, how much you love God. Look, you may not be some big evangelist who can call everyone to decision about Jesus right now. Don't worry about it. But share with people what Jesus means to you. Every one of us can do that. Then we're sowing into people's lives. And one day, someone will come across that person who is able to really explain to them and challenge them to make a decision of trusting Jesus. You do your work of sowing. In this case, Jesus says, the saying is true. One sows, that's John the Baptist, and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labor. Well, let me just ask you, who are you going to be spending time with today who doesn't know the Lord Jesus? Maybe you can do a bit of sowing, just sharing what Jesus means to you. Talk about that living water, the way the Lord is ministering to you and meeting you at your points of need, and just see where the conversation goes. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.